Newport describes three main mindsets that have pushed businesses away from deep work. 1. The principle of least resistance. When we don't get feedback on the impact of different behaviors, we'll do what's easiest. 2. Busyness as a proxy for productivity. A lack of clear productivity indicators can lead to these unproductive behaviors. As a result, many knowledge workers will turn toward an industrial productivity indicator, that is, visibly doing many things. It can seem crucial to convince yourself and others that you're doing well if you're using busyness as a proxy.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
StoryShots is proud to bring you this free audiobook summary. Do you want to get access to more free audiobook summaries like this? Subscribe and click the bell button now to get notified each time we upload a new summary. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats.
StoryShots book summary and review of Deep Work, Rules for Focused Success in a Distracted World by Cal Newport.
Life gets busy. Has deep work been on your reading list? Learn the key insights now. We're scratching the surface here. If you don't already have Cal Newport's popular book on productivity, get the audiobook for free using the link in the description or the StoryShots app to learn the juicy details.
Introduction.
Ever felt your focus dissolve into thin air every time your phone pings? Struggled to hold on to a thought as your mind flutters from one distraction to the next? It's a common situation in today's hyper-digital world. But don't worry, Cal Newport's Deep Work has the answers we're all searching for. In an era dominated by relentless social media and email notifications, achieving deep focus might seem like a lost cause. Yet, Cal Newport's Deep Work advocates for the importance of such focus in navigating our information-driven world. The book has two goals, pursued in two parts. In the first part, it proves that the deep work hypothesis is true. Part two is all about action. You've got the theory, now it's time to roll up your sleeves. As you dive into deep work's key takeaways, get ready to unlock valuable insights on how to master your focus and boost productivity. Newport supplies scientific data and plans to help you build a productive deep working practice.
About Cal Newport.
Cal Newport is a professor of computer science at Georgetown University. Besides his academic work, he writes about digital technology and culture. Newport has written for The New Yorker and The New York Times. He also has a long-running blog called Study Hacks, which receives millions of visits a year. Newport is the author of 6 self-improvement books, including the best-selling Digital Minimalism and So Good They Can't Ignore You. His work has been published in over 25 languages and has been featured in many national publications, including The New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Economist.
Story shot number 1. Unlike shallow work, deep work increases your productivity.
Deep work involves long periods of distraction-free concentration. This degree of concentration helps you push your cognitive capabilities to their limit. These efforts create new value, strengthen your skills, and are hard to replicate. In effect, deep work will optimize your performance and allow you to produce at a peak level. The opposite of deep work is shallow work. Deep work is about focusing on one particular task that requires intense mental effort for a long time. Shallow work is the kind of task that requires little mental effort and can be done while doing other activities. These efforts create little new value in the world and are easy to replicate. Shallow work includes answering emails, checking social media, and attending meetings. Shallow work can sometimes be helpful. It allows for relaxation and breaks. But the problem is when we unconsciously focus on shallow tasks over more important deep tasks.
Story shot number 2. Deep work is valuable.
Human beings, it seems, are at their best when immersed deeply in something challenging. Cal Newport. Deep work is not the only skill valuable in our economy. Yet, it is one of the essential skills to gain. When you are in a state of deep work, your output is unique and cannot be replicated by someone else. For example, you've done something valuable if you can concentrate on writing code that's hard to duplicate. If you want to be a winner in the new economy, there are two core abilities you must have. 1. The ability to learn hard things. The ability to learn complex topics quickly will play a key role in your attempt to master and perform any skill. Yoga instructors, for example, have to master increasingly complex physical skills. To excel in medicine, you have to master the latest research. Deep work is the act of creating intellectual value by focusing on a cognitively demanding task. It is like deliberate practice where you are using deep work to develop your skill set. It's about doing things to make your performance better and getting specific feedback. Deliberate practice has 3 defining features. It requires a lot of effort, focuses on improving a specific part of performance, and involves repetition continually. 2. The ability to produce high-quality results. To be a professional at any skill, you have to master it, but it's not enough. Producing tangible results with the knowledge you have is what matters in the end. Newport's formula for producing top-notch work is high-quality work produced is equal to time spent multiplied by intensity of focus. In this new economy, 3 groups will have a particular advantage: those who can work well and creatively with intelligent machines, those who are the best at what they do, and those with access to capital. Cal Newport.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Story shot number 3. Deep work is rare.
Being expected to read and respond quickly to emails is an example of distracting behavior in the workplace. But is being constantly connected at the workplace particularly helpful? Harvard Business School professor Leslie Perlow found that professionals spend more than 20 hours a week monitoring emails. They believed it was necessary to answer any email within an hour of its arrival. This time spent checking emails is a waste of potential time that you can apply to more crucial tasks instead. Ultimately, a tendency to check our emails reduces our well-being and productivity. But we don't need this culture of connectivity in the workplace. Workplace behavior and culture can encourage unproductive activities like constant monitoring of emails. Newport describes 3 main mindsets that have pushed businesses away from deep work. 1. The principle of least resistance. When we don't get feedback on the impact of different behaviors, we'll do what's easiest. 2. Busyness as a proxy for productivity. A lack of clear productivity indicators can lead to these unproductive behaviors. As a result, many knowledge workers will turn toward an industrial productivity indicator, that is, visibly doing many things. It can seem crucial to convince yourself and others that you're doing well if you're using busyness as a proxy. 3. The cult of the internet. Technopoly happens when new technology is assumed to be good without considering trade-offs. Deep work requires rejecting high-tech distractions, but popular trends promise increased exposure, serendipity, and fast responses.
Story shot number 4. Deep work is meaningful.
What we pay attention to shapes our world. So consider the type of mental world constructed when you dedicate significant time to deep endeavors. Suppose you can cultivate deep focus at your work. In that case, this will prevent you from noticing the many smaller and less pleasant tasks that unavoidably populate your life. Jobs are actually easier to enjoy than your free time. Newport points out that jobs have built-in goals, feedback rules, and challenges, just like flow activities. Each of these features encourages you to become involved in your work, concentrate, and lose yourself in the moment. Free time, in contrast, is unstructured. Free time requires much greater effort to be enjoyable. Embracing deep work in your career and directing it toward cultivating your skills will need effort. It's a great way to turn work tasks from drudgery into something fun. Newport describes this transformation as a portal to a world full of shining, wondrous experiences. The deep work hypothesis. The ability to perform deep work is becoming increasingly rare at exactly the same time it is becoming increasingly valuable in our economy. As a consequence, the few who cultivate this skill and then make it the core of their working life will thrive. Cal Newport. Now let's dive into the 4 rules of deep work.
Story shot number 5. The first rule of deep work is to work deeply.
Deep work is essential, but focusing on your work will never be without distractions. Your prioritized tasks will suffer if you're constantly checking emails and notifications. We fight desires all day long. A recent study showed that our top 5 desires comprise taking a break from hard work, checking our emails and social networking sites, surfing the web, listening to music, and watching television. This study suggests the importance of adopting specific strategies to reinforce your deep work. To cultivate a deep work ritual, 1. Consider where you'll work and for how long. Your ritual needs to specify a location for your deep work efforts. This location can be as simple as your regular office, with the door shut and the desk cleaned. 2. Consider what approach to work you'll take once you've started working. To keep your ritual structured, you need rules and processes. For example, you might institute a ban on any internet use. You could also aim to maintain a metric like words produced per 20-minute interval to keep your concentration honed. 3. Consider how you'll support your work. Your ritual needs to ensure your brain gets support to keep operating at a high level of depth. For example, your habit ritual could include starting your working day with a cup of good coffee. This coffee should help quicken the speed at which your brain wakes up. You must ensure you have access to nutritious food to maintain your energy. Finally, consider integrating light exercise, such as walking, into your working routine. Exercise can help keep your mind clear. To learn hard things quickly, you must focus intensely without distraction. Cal Newport.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Decide on your depth philosophy.
You need your own philosophy for integrating deep work into your professional life. Let's explore 4 unique strategies for deep work. 1. Monastic philosophy. Imagine shutting out distractions. No social media pings or unnecessary meetings. Just you, your workspace, and your task. That's how some academics, writers, and self-managed individuals make magic happen. By minimizing shallow obligations, they create a sanctuary for uninterrupted, high-concentration work. 2. Bimodal philosophy. Picture your week split into two distinct halves. One part is for deep, immersive work. The other half is for everything else. You may reserve Monday through Wednesday for focused tasks and let the rest of the week handle other responsibilities. 3. Rhythmic philosophy. This approach turns deep work into a regular, unbroken habit. You aim to tackle the task every single day, creating a rhythm that becomes second nature. It's like brushing your teeth. Instead of fighting cavities, you're cultivating consistency and progress. 4. Journalistic philosophy. Here, you slot in deep work whenever your schedule allows. But this method demands a high level of mental discipline to switch between modes. For the disciplined mind, switching from shallow to deep mode is an effective tool, although it is not recommended for beginners.
Story shot number 6. To work deeply, you must separate life and work.
This is the end of part 1 and the free shot of this book. Thanks for listening. Get the full text and audiobook version on the Story Shots app. Which one of these key insights would you put into practice? Let us know by sending us a tweet to Story Shots. To dive into the details, order the full audiobook for free using the link in the description or the app. Did you like the lessons you learned here? Share to show you care or let us know by contacting our support at support@getstoryshots.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Did you like this audiobook summary? Click the like button now to support our channel. If you don't want to miss out on new free audiobook summaries, subscribe and click the bell button. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats. Story Shots has been featured by Apple, Google, and The Guardian as one of the world's best reading and learning apps. Go to getstoryshots.com and download the app today.